This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Biographer Kitty Kelly has published tell-alls about Jackie Onassis, Frank Sinatra, and both George Bushes. Today, her 524-page unauthorized biography of Oprah hits the shelves. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Oprah Winfrey comes into American living rooms every weekday, and she's famous for getting the hard to get, like Elizabeth Edwards, who talked to Winfrey first about the affair her husband John had while he was running for president.
You asked your husband for just one gift when you got married. What was that?
I wanted him to be faithful to me.
Did you believe that this was the only time?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. I believed. Only time with her.
But as much as Winfrey talks to other people, she's famous for not allowing people who know or work for her to talk about her. Her strict non-disclosure mandates are legendary. Winfrey no longer gives interviews that she can't control, and when asked for comment on Kitty Kelly's book, her spokeswoman, Lisa Halliday, gave NPR the same one-line response that has been given to everyone else who inquired. Oprah hasn't participated in or read Kitty Kelly's book, so she is unable to comment. Follow-up questions were ignored. So writer Kitty Kelly was faced with a considerable task when she decided to do an unauthorized biography of daytime television's Queen of Talk. Kelly said Winfrey was intriguing in part because she was such a huge challenge, a bigger challenge even than the members of a powerful political dynasty.
I didn't just jump into this project. I really wanted to do a full-dimensional biography, and Oprah Winfrey was the only life story I wanted to do after the Bushes.
Kelly says getting her publisher to sign on to the project wasn't easy. After all, beginning in 1996, the Oprah Winfrey Book Club had been a crucial shot in the arm for the publishing industry for more than a decade. An Oprah endorsement can sell millions of copies. And it's not just good for books. She stumped for Barack Obama in 2008 at the Iowa caucuses.
So much has been said about what my jumping into this arena does or does not bring to the table of politics. I really don't know.
Eventually, Kelly got a green light for the book, but Winfrey, like Kelly's other celebrity subjects, wouldn't agree to be interviewed. So if the subject herself isn't going to talk, how do you do it?
For this book, although I interviewed 850 people, and I did not personally interview Oprah Winfrey, the biggest source of information in the book and the best source of information was Oprah herself.
Kelly began gathering information from thousands of Winfrey's past public utterances.
I spent about a year assembling every interview the woman ever gave in the United States and the United Kingdom in the English language on radio, television, newspapers, and magazines.
She also got two of Winfrey's family members, her stepfather Vernon and her cousin Catherine Carr Esters, to speak, and had photos taken with them and included in the book as confirmation. Oprah, a biography, doesn't contain any explosive revelations, but it does flesh out many of the things Winfrey has mentioned about her past. The sexual abuse she said she endured as a child, a traumatic adolescent pregnancy, a heavy flirtation with drugs, and the nature of the relationship with best friend Gail King. Kelly did do a two-part interview with Matt Lauer on Monday and this morning on the Today Show, but David Drake, spokesman for her publisher, Crown Books, a division of Random House, says rumors that other media outlets have declined interviews are true. Drake won't name names, but reportedly ABC is one of them. ABC's parent company, Disney, is partnering with Winfrey in several of the new shows she'll present on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
If they're deciding the merits of a book's newsworthiness on the basis of whether or not it might offend one of their corporate partners, it's an abdication of the primacy of letting the news value dictate the news.
NPR's media correspondent, David Folkenflik, says that's a sign of how interconnected much of modern media has become. He says Winfrey's stature has made her untouchable in many parts of the broadcast media.
She is clearly a unparalleled influential voice in media, that presidential candidates, that Oscar candidates, that people who have a message they want to get out to the public are desperate to have the attention and the good graces of.
Random House is betting that readers will be braver than some media outlets have been. Their initial run of Kelly's Oprah book is 550,000 copies. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
And you can read an excerpt of the Oprah biography at npr.org.